And Czech traveler Michaela Bugrisová, also known as Backpack Lady, as you heard there, spent more than 6 months traveling in Asia in 2016, visiting some 8 countries, including Indonesia, Cambodia, and Vietnam. The travel writer's motto is not one step without a backpack, meaning traveling on the cheap and getting to know locals and the local culture. Now back in the Czech Republic, Michaela writes about travel, regional cuisine, and more. Michaela began by telling me more about how her view of travel had changed.
I traveled to Asia twice before. My first contact with Asian culture was in 2013, and it was like a holiday. So 2 weeks, and it was very different because I traveled like a tourist. So I bought some one-day trip and which arranged a travel agency. So now I travel like more free, like hitchhiking and motorbike. So it was very different, and I travel with different money. Mm-hmm. Traveling is my big passion. So I travel; it's my life to travel. And when you want to travel often, so you need a lot of money. But I don't have a lot of money. I'm not rich, so I have to travel low cost. So that was the reason that this half-year trip was different, because I had different money. So I had 10,000 crowns for 1 month. I had to find a way how to travel with low cost.
So, and 10,000 crowns a month, that's about $400 per month. And that includes travel costs, like plane tickets?
Everything. That includes transfer, accommodation, food, visa, everything. Mm-hmm. No return ticket to Europe, but the cost to live there.
There's a payoff, though, isn't there? Because even though it seems unimaginable at first, or 10,000 would be like a poverty wage in the Czech Republic, on which you could barely get by, it is possible to live on that in at least some countries in Asia, isn't it?
Yes, it's possible, because when you find some information online that people live with 2,000 crowns per month, so it's possible. But you have to travel different way, because when you behave like a tourist, you pay maybe 10 times more than normal local people. For example, when you go to some temple, you pay entrance ticket, which is maybe 3 times, 10 times more expensive than pay local people. One of the reasons I traveled there, because it's cheap, but I started to look after new ways of traveling, like hitchhiking. That was the first time I tried to hitchhike in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. Some countries are obviously more open to hitchhiking than others. How did that go?
In Malaysia, it was super, super easy. Mm-hmm. It's a paradise for hitchhikers. So it was super easy, and people speak very good English. So, and they know like you stay on the road, and they stop in 1 minute maybe.
Oh, so really? So you put your thumb up in there?
Yeah, it was super easy to hitchhike there.
I want to ask you about this video where you're cooking food in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And you're making a local dish. So I'd like to ask about that.
I stayed at the family 2 weeks. It was a small village in the mountains. Because Vietnam, I traveled with motorbike, so it was super easy to get everywhere. And at this place, I had a dinner, first of all, but it got dark very quickly, so I was a little bit afraid to continue. So I asked people to stay there overnight, and they were okay with it, and finally, I stayed there 2 weeks. It was a big family, and I became a part of them. So they had street business.
Okay.
So they made banh xe, which is one of the regional national food in Vietnam. So I'm interested in cooking, and I love to eat. So I tried to help with this business, and we were very successful, because people in that place never saw foreigners, so they came every day, and they buy this food, and I was like a celebrity there.
you mentioned the name of the dish.
Banh xe.
What is it? What is it from?
It looks like spring roll, but it's made from flour, from rice flour, and you make it on the fire, on open fire, and you put some vegetable inside and eat with some like oyster sauce and things like this.
Right.
It was very delicious and very cheap. I think 5 pieces for 10 crowns.
Okay, yeah.
Very cheap.
And in the video, you look like that you've been doing it for a while, and one of the women from the family come in to just do something to help out a little bit, but then disappear again.
Yeah, they had fun.
You mentioned cuisine being a central part of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the best dishes that you tasted?
Basically, the best food I could eat in Vietnam. Maybe that's why I really like Vietnam. It was one of the best country for me because of the food and because of the people, and Malaysia because of Indian food.
One of the sort of important aspects of it is the reflection period. You come back and then you begin replaying these moments when you were in certain places. Are there moments that come back to you now, maybe from seeing like an ancient temple or being on a beach somewhere, that when you think of your trip, that's kind of the shorthand that takes you back?
Of course, I think about this travel maybe every day, because now it's like a stereotype, because I traveled every day. Every day I moved another place. Sometimes when I felt very good or happy in that place, so I stayed maybe 1 week, but basically I moved every day. So I miss that adventure because today I'm every day on one place. So it's like, yeah, stereotype.
Mm-hmm. What point did you come up with Backpack Lady? Backpack Lady. Mm-hmm. It's a very catchy moniker and nickname.
Thank you.
Did you make it up or did someone else make it up?
Yes, it was my idea, because I'm the girl or woman you can see all the time with backpack.
And did you use it, for example, to write about your experiences? Do people know you as simply the Backpack Lady now?
Yes. I shared every day my experiences on my Facebook travel profile, travel blog. So, yeah, I write articles about this, and I wrote articles for regional newspaper in my hometown.
What are you doing now? Are you working? Are you studying?
Now I'm focused on writing articles. I cooperate with Czech Railways, České dráhy.
Yes.
And I write about regional food. So that's the thing I really like. So I write about this, and I have some presentation for public about my traveling. So, and I want to, or I dream about traveling again. And I'm interested in Russian speaking countries. So I would like to travel there because it's some kind of exotic for me, because countries where you can speak English, it's like common, but Russian speaking countries are different. They have good food and they are cheap. So there are destinations for backpackers. I would like to say that everybody should follow their dreams, because then after that you can be happy. If you travel or if you cook or whatever, but I can say that my life is happy.
I do agree with what you're saying, that it must be in some ways very liberating, and it must be important to put yourself out of the comfort zone to sort of test yourself. That changes you, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true. I experienced many things. For example, I learned how to ride a motorbike. And it was in Vietnam. And if you can see, Vietnam traffic is crazy. But if you become part of it, it's not so difficult.
Right.
So you can learn many things. In Asia, you have very good internet connection. So I could call my mom every day. So we were every day in touch.
Yes.
So I was happy like that.
The internet presence really has changed everything, right? Because in the old days, when I traveled, there would be like 20 rolls of film that I had to develop, and nobody knew where the hell I was for, you know, a month and a half, and which had a certain kind of mystique to it. But certainly there was no place afterwards to, you know, to, you could go to a club and pin up your pictures, but it didn't have the reach that you have now. So you can really share that experience now in a way that was not possible, you know, 15 years ago.
I think everything is possible. And I met one monk in Cambodia. And he took me to his room, and we did meditation together. So it was really nice experience. And he had a notice board on the wall, and there was like something like, nothing is impossible, everything is in your head. So I try to be like this, everything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's a nice note on which to end. Thank you so much.
Thank you.